Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
The Bible clearly teaches that God designed the sexual relationship to be between one man and one woman, a husband and wife who are united in marriage. And yet, many people in our culture, even among so-called Christians, ignore this biblical standard. Sadly, this lifestyle sets the stage for illegitimate children, failed marriages, and more deterioration morally. When's the last time you've seen a Hollywood movie that unfolds the concept of moral purity prior to marriage? There's a refreshing love story in the Old Testament involving Boaz and Ruth. Against the backdrop of the sordid events recorded in the book of Judges, the Holy Spirit has brought us this story of light in the darkness. This couple demonstrates it's possible to be morally pure in an immoral environment. If it could happen between Boaz and Ruth, it certainly can happen in our culture today, especially since we have God's full revelation in Scripture. In addition, we can know God personally through Jesus Christ and can experience the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. In New Testament days, the Roman society also reflected the perverted sexual values often described in the Old Testament. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, who were converted to Christ and in the midst of this culture, and he said, "For this is God's will, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, so that each one of you knows how to control his own body in sanctification and honor, not with lustful desires like the Gentiles who don't know God." So here's the principle to live by. Regardless of the non-biblical values that permeate many cultures today, we're to be committed to moral purity prior to marriage.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.